The community of Marigold Circle are sick and tired of the escalating crime rate in the area. Local community members are taking matters into their own hands, but have they bitten off more than they can chew? Lotus FM presents Marigold Circle by Rory Booth and Jayan Mudley.
Gundersiel and Terence Govender. Okay, let's get started.
Look, officer, I'm innocent. I don't know how they managed to frame me like this, but I will swear an oath on my mother. I did not steal from a single person.
I don't need any commentary. Just wait for me to ask the questions, please.
But I need you to listen to what I have to say.
Right now, I have to follow procedure and get through a set of questions. You can give me your story later.
But I'm innocent.
Everybody starts off saying that. What we have to do now is dissect the evidence and come to a conclusion. Now, are you ready to cooperate and tell me how you did this?
Maybe I shouldn't say anything. Don't I get a lawyer?
You're just making it worse for yourself.
I didn't mean anything like that. I'm just very nervous. I don't want to say the wrong thing.
Do you realize how much of trouble you're in? It's looking very gloomy.
I didn't do anything. I'm so tired of telling everybody that. Please help me, officer. I don't know what I'm going to do. I won't survive in jail.
Look, I can only help you if you tell me everything that you know.
But there's nothing to tell. My wife died a few years ago, and I live all alone. I run a small talk shop, and I'm a pensioner.
Then how exactly did the earring end up in your pocket?
I don't know.
Don't hold any information back. It doesn't help your case.
But I'm speaking the truth. I don't know how they did it, but someone must have come into my house and put that earring in my pocket.
Is there anyone who holds some sort of grudge against you? Someone who would want to frame you like this?
I can't believe you guys.
Oh, come on, Prish. You can be such a drama queen sometimes. It's not like we killed him or anything.
Well, he's as good as dead in a jail cell.
It's the sacrifice we had to make to stay here in Marigold Circle for just a bit longer. And I know you, that you want to stay here longer because of your new best friend, Crystal.
No friendship is worth ruining someone else's life. You're so good at turning the truth around to suit only you. I would be happy.
Aren't you the slightest bit happy that we can stay here in Marigold Circle longer now? That we've created a diversion and the entire community will have their guard down?
No, I'm not happy. A poor innocent man is paying the price and he was always so nice to us. I want to vomit.
Oh my gosh. There's just no winning with you. I do something nice for you and this is how you repay me? With arrogance and disrespect?
Oh please, don't act like you did all this for me. You really are a class act.
I did this for all of us. Doing whatever it takes, even if it's hard, gets easier the more you do it. If I had to tell you the things I had to do to stay in the business, you would probably...
I can't hear anymore. Look, I don't want to fight with you anymore. That's all we seem to be doing these days. I just want you to know that I don't agree with this. I just feel that if we work together, maybe we can find other ways not to get caught. Without harming innocent people, that's all.
Prishani, you're so young and you have a lot to learn.
I think I've learned enough to know that I will never be like you.
I agree.
Huh?
Face it, you're just not good enough.
The tap is fixed, Billy.
Yeah, almost done, Auntie Maggie. You know, you can't rush these things. When I fix something, I like to do a proper job and sort it out once and for all.
Yeah, true. Thank you, Billy. Tell me something. How's Terence doing?
He's okay. He's waiting now for the judge to set bail and a court date.
Oh, and what's going to happen with the earrings?
Well, it's in police custody at the moment. It's going to be used as evidence. They're also going to value the earrings and track down its origins. That should give them some clues as to how Terence is operating.
So the police got the pair now?
Yeah, I gave them the other one from my safe.
Hey, Billy, it can't be Terence, but...
But y'all are the ones who pointed us towards him. It was actually genius thinking from you and Auntie Fatima. I would have never thought about it like that.
We were just saying for a word, and now look what happened. You know, Terence was the only one in the community who should ask if he can eat the mangoes that fell from my mango tree in his yard. That's what an honest man is. Fatima and I should have never told anybody what we thought. So much of trouble we are causing for Terence.
Auntie, to tell you the truth, I'm still finding it hard to believe. But you know, the day after the break-in, I personally chatted to him and he said that while he was on guard, he saw nothing. And we all know that good-for-nothing with him that night would have been totally drunk. So Terence would have had the perfect chance.
I know, Billy, but this community is like a family. And I think that Fatima and I were too quick to put the blame on him.
It's too baffling. We're all finding it hard to believe. But how did the other earring end up in his pocket? And how come he saw nothing at all when he was on guard?
Billy, my head is paining now just thinking about all of this.
Anyway, as tough as it is for all of us, he is now behind bars.
Billy, go bath and put some dry clothes on quickly, then come pick me up.
Why, Auntie?
We're going to the station to see Terence.
I can't face him yet. It's all too fresh in our minds for the both of us. He might attack me or something.
Then take me and go. You can wait outside while I talk to him.
Okay, Auntie Maggie. But I still don't know if it's a good idea.
So I was thinking how easy it would be to break into Denver's house on a day that it's my turn to patrol the community crime watch.
Well, good luck with that, because I want nothing to do with it.
Come on, Prish. It's been so long since our last break-in. No one will ever notice anything because the man's away in Australia. It won't even be reported to the police.
Nope. Still not interested.
What if I told you that this will be the last break-in we ever do? And then we're out of here.
I still don't care.
I'm serious, Prish. I know how much you want to live a normal life. David and I can't do this alone. We need your help, and after this I promise that we leave this life of crime behind us and we can be the family you've always wanted. What do you say?
Do you mean it? Will this really be the last one? Ever?
Yes. Even I need to have some normality in my life. So, are you in?
I'm thinking about it.
And I'll let you choose the new area we live in, and that will be our final move. All we need to do is tell everyone that David got a new job, and we leave here scot-free.
No more fake names?
No. We put the past behind us in a new province, a new area, and a fresh start. I'll get a job and so will David. You could even study if you want. You know we can do it. My no faces, no traces rule gives us that choice.
A new place, real friends, no more moving. Okay, I'll do it.
Yay! I knew I could count on you.
But this is the very last break-in ever?
Ever.
I swear, Ma, if you go back on your word...
Prish, you are my blood and I know how much this means to you. I promise I won't let you down.
Terence, you have a visitor.
Are you a Terence? How are you staying like this?
Becky, I don't know what to do.
You okay?
I'm so happy to see you. I thought everybody from Marigold Circle has given up on me. At least I still have one friend there.
Oyo, I hope they're feeding you nicely. You eat?
I eat, but I have no appetite, Maggie. They're moving me out of the holding cell to a real prison tomorrow. And I haven't got the money to pay the bail.
How much do you need?
10,000.
10,000?
I don't have that kind of money. What little pension I get, I just manage to scrape through every month. I'm stuck here. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'll die in jail.
Terence, you have always been so good to me. You're not going to stay in this cell a minute longer. I will go to the bank and I'll pay the 10,000.
No, Megaka, it's too much. I can't take your money.
Don't insult me, Terence. You take it. I'm old now. I have no use for that money. Let me do something good for once in my life. Plus, I'm feeling very guilty about this whole thing.
What do you mean? It's not your fault. Someone is after me. I just have to figure out somehow who this person is. Every minute I'm thinking about it.
Terence, it is my fault. I have to tell you and get it off my chest. The way this problem is weighing me down, I can't take it anymore.
I don't understand what you're trying to say.
Fatima and I were busy cooking. I think we were making samosas. Or maybe it was mutton biryani. I can't really remember what we were cooking.
Don't worry about that. Tell the story.
Then we were talking about how nicely you tied your sari. Then it hit us. We had like a brainwave. We suddenly thought, what if you were the burglar?
What? You started this investigation nonsense.
That's why I'm so sorry, Terence. We were just trying to be like detectives. But we both know that even though they found that earring, you won't do anything wrong. And now I don't know what to do.
I'm heartbroken, Magyaka. We are all like family.
And then we made a mistake and we told Billy. And that's why I have to make this right. I'm going to pay the bill. It's the least I can do.
You've done some sterling work, Billy, but we'll take it from here.
Hey, once a cop, always a cop, eh?
Excuse me. How's it? What about the earrings? Huh? The valuer said they're worth what? Wait. Back up just a bit. You're going too fast. They're worthless. They're fake. Oh, they're actually a replica. Any idea where the originals are from? Reported stolen. Oh, really? Limpopo. Ish.
What?
Okay, thanks. I'll wait for your email. Yes, this might affect the case and the suspect. I'll get back to you. Bye. You heard everything, Billy?
I caught most of it, and I can tell you straight out, that's totally impossible. They're not fake.
Yeah, the earrings were valued by a professional.
I also got the one I had valued by a professional, and they said the one earring is worth 50,000, which means that the pair was worth 100,000.
Wait. So you're saying that the earring you first had is possibly not part of the pair that Terence had?
Clearly not. I even have a certificate of authentication to prove it. I stood there myself while the guy drew up the certificate and told me to guard the earring with my life. I remember clearly because I joked with him that my life is more than 50,000.
So this means that the one Terence had was not part of the pair. Someone swapped the earrings then.
Oh gosh, that means that Terence is possibly innocent. And what about Limpopo?
Apparently the earrings are one of a kind and they were stolen from the owner in Limpopo. They had never been able to recover them.
The furthest Terence has been out of Marigold Circle is Peter Maritzburg. I know that for a fact. He never ever leaves his tuck shop.
So now there is someone or some people among you that framed him, and we need to find them.
It also means that someone had the audacity to come into my house and open my safe and take the original. Damn it. I smell a rat. A very big, fat, ugly rat.
Thank you for joining Lotus FM's Marigold Circle by Rory Booth and Jayan Mudli. Keep listening to find out what happens in the next exciting episode.
The cast this week was as follows: Shalini Samantha Govender, David Adam Dore, Prishani Bianca Francis, Spares Eric Coolfire Khadebe, Billy Desigan Naika, Sharon Dirosha Mudli, Magiaka Mayeshni Naika, Fatima Mariam Bassa, Terence Bruce Gounder, Natasha Jayshree Parasuraman, Niren Kavish Kisunlal, and Roy Rory Booth. The technical controller was Tansen Nepal. Marigold Circle was directed and produced by Raisa Mohammed. This drama was a work of fiction. Any resemblance to any persons living or dead is entirely coincidental.